The Culture Proof Podcast thanks BJU Press Homeschool, our premier sponsor. We are super excited about biblical worldview woven into every subject that we teach. We are also excited about the BJU Press Homeschool secret sauce. I'm talking about the homeschool consultants who are spread all across the country, who once you purchase your curriculum, don't leave you to figure it out by yourself. They are there for you and with you on your homeschooling journey. I cannot recommend more highly BJU Press Homeschool, that comes equipped with homeschooling consultants who are praying for you, who are walking alongside you as you disciple and train your kids and ready them to live in a culture that is hostile to truth. Visit our friends today at BJUPressHomeschool.com. That's BJUPressHomeschool.com. Tell them that the Addison sent you. Thanks for checking out Culture Proof. I'm Miki.
And I'm Will.
And today we are talking about the strange occurrence over the weekend. While so many of us in this country were celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, just making much, you know, of the reality that we are no longer the objects of God's wrath. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because Jesus's blood is totally sufficient. We were making much over the weekend of the efficacy of the cross and what Jesus did, and how the pinnacle of that is his resurrection, that he was raised again for our justification. Now, while Christians are celebrating that, you've got an administration making different proclamations and declarations. And this is kind of a strange thing, because when you look at what was declared or what was proclaimed, it was actually written on Good Friday. And apparently with the intent that, you know, the proclamation would be released. And then, you know, March 31st, we are going to proclaim that Trans Visibility Day, Transgender Visibility Day. Now, I want to say this because I think this is important to talk about. Internationally, since 2009, Transgender Visibility Day has been on March 31st, right? But our country, for the first time, is proclaiming that and sort of recognizing that nationally as, I don't know, would you call it a holiday, a day that we recognize or that we sanctify and set apart as something that is different, that deserves a, I don't know, a different type of recognition. That's not a coincidence.
No, not at all. And you have to know that this was done on purpose, that the administration knew that this was Resurrection Day, you know, and still did this. And so I think it just shows you where we are as a nation as far as God is concerned. Yeah. Like, we're dealing with people who don't really care or may even look at it as, ah, I hate God, you know, and so we're going to do something like this. It's like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's crazy. It's
almost
crazy,
like a profaning of a day that you know coincides.
I mean, the biggest day for Christians.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is
like the holiest day, if you will. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And so you have to look at it and you're like, okay, this was done on purpose.
Yeah.
And admit to make a statement.
Yeah. You know? I feel like it's one of those moments where, you know, if it comes down to, if there's a decision that could be made that would send a clear message to Christians that you have fallen out of favor here, you know what I mean? Like, if there's if there's a message that could be made on a day that's important to you, but we say, this is what we're choosing to do, even releasing a proclamation, because I can imagine that if you feel inclined to recognize a particular group of people, that you would say, you know what, but this is going to be offensive to millions of faithful followers in this country. Maybe not this year. Like, maybe we hold this for a March 31st where it doesn't coincide with the day that millions of Christians are going to be celebrating the resurrection. But no, not from this administration. I think this was a clear, intentional message.
Yeah, they're like, we don't care about all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, or maybe they considered that and was like, it's not a big deal. Let's do it and let's make a statement. I just feel like, you know, you can be naive and say, oh, well, it's just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I think this is intentional and it's sad. And again, it gives you a gauge of where we are in our country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact that March 31st on this year, March 31st, mm-hmm. is the day that Christians are going to be celebrating the resurrection, you know, and which, you know, you look at it, celebrating the resurrection came a little bit earlier. You know, it seems that everything's kind of like a little bit earlier than it normally would be. But again, I think that that is a delightful coincidence for this administration. I think it's one of those things that probably for months, you know, realizing that, oh my goodness, you know, the International Day of Transgender Visibility happens to fall on March 31st, which also happens to be the day that the Christians in this country will be celebrating. They would have called it Easter, but we recognize it as the resurrection of Christ. I think that that was something that was so enticing. They just could not resist.
Yeah.
They could not pass it up. And so I think to that fact, the reality is that there is a message there that I think should be sobering for all Christians.
Right.
And I do want to read the proclamation. And the reason I want to read the proclamation in its entirety is because I think it also, if you are a faithful, Bible believing Christian, you know, I think when you read this proclamation, it reads sort of like a type of love letter that is loving a group of people, okay, if you want to call it that, but at the same time, intentionally rejecting another group, right? So it's not just a, not that I would try to suggest that there is a type of, you know, here's how you love people, but it's like a, I don't know. It's like you compliment someone while insulting someone else. You know what I mean? Like you, and so you always think, well, you can compliment this person without insulting the other person. But this proclamation reads like a sideways insult to Christians. It reads as a sideways attack on Christians who are Bible believing, who have strong conviction that God is sovereign and that he rules and reigns. And so I think when you read the proclamation, as we're going to hear, it's an insult to Christians, but it's also a positioning of this government. It is saying, this is where we stand.
Yeah.
And if left to us, this is what we want to value in this country. This is where we want to stand as a nation.
It definitely matters who is being like complimented or, you know, being observed and who is being, you know, the object of like
the scorn and the ridicule. Yes.
It matters. It says something about the priorities, at least of this administration, but I would say as our country in general, because this is the way that we have been going. So this is significant.
It is.
And it's making a statement. It's saying that we want to prop up these people.
Yes.
While we want to move these people out of the way, push them into the corners. You know, we don't really want to be bothered with them. And so this type of thing is a statement. And I think it's a forerunner of more persecution.
Yes. And look, man, we have to go there. I'm so glad you said that. That is exactly right. And I think, and I want to get your take on this. I think that Christians do themselves a disservice to ignore it. You know, if you make this one of those things where you say, you know, I mean, come on, man, you know, who cares about a piece of paper, right? I think you do yourself a disservice and almost you would be choosing to be willfully ignorant. I think that this is a strong declaration of war against the Christians and against the rights, the individual rights and liberties of Christians. And beware when you start to see things like this on strategic days, like a day like today, you know, I think you can just beware that there's more to follow. I'll tell you what I believe is happening. I believe that when you have, you know, an office of like gender identity and all of that, or whatever they call it, you know, in this administration, I think you are also saying that, hey, these are the things that we value.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And these are the things that we're going to take seriously.
Yeah.
And so then it only stands to reason that it's just a matter of time that those who refuse to be reconciled to them make themselves the enemies of the state If you if your government says we see and recognize and we also acknowledge that you as the transgender person in America have had your rights infringed upon, and we see that and we are going to put an end to that, we want you to know that you're seen. I think that that is also, at the same time, a declaration to the Bible-believing Christian who will not deny his or her conscience. Mm-hmm. That is also a message saying, and we no longer see you.
Yeah.
You no longer matter in this country. So I want to read this and then we'll come out and just kind of have a little bit of a conversation around it. Look, I think this is tragic that, you know, on the day that millions of Christians, and again, you know, I'll say this, obviously we can't tell people how to vote, you know, obviously. Right. But I think it's really important to listen to how this proclamation reads, because it almost reads as a warning for Bible believing Christians, like to say, you know, don't vote for this. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like a, I don't know, a self declaration of like, I'm your enemy, but you know, who am I? You know, just, that's just what I see when I read it. Other people may see or hear something totally different. But anyway, this is how it reads. So listen carefully. A proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility 2024. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives. Okay, that's the opening. Look, I am so tempted to offer commentary at every like point of this. I'm going to do my best to resist, because I think that our listeners are really, really super smart. And so I don't think you need me, you know, offering my commentary at every turn. But I will say this, though. The opening statement is an absolute lie. For to exalt transgenderism and to exalt sexual confusion is to exclude and not treat equally the Bible-believing Christian in this country. Those two are mutually exclusive. And so please don't, you know, allow your eyes or your ears to gloss over when you hear flowery language that suggests some sort of equality where all of us are reaching this level plane. We are not. And this declaration is another one of those pegs on the march toward totally toppling this nation that we will be able to look at one of those markers and say, this is where the persecution of the Christian was ramped up. Yeah. Okay, so please pay attention to that. I'm going to get back to the proclamation and I'll try to keep my commentary. Now, look, if you hear something too that you want to jump in and bring me with you, I'll go in with you. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, all right, back to Joe Biden here, which everybody knows.
Right.
didn't write this. Okay, he didn't write this. All right, here we go. I am proud that my administration has stood for justice from the start, working to ensure that the LGBTQI plus community can live openly and in safety with dignity and respect. I am proud to have appointed transgender leaders to my administration and have ended the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in our military. Now here he's going down his checklist of achievements.
Right.
I say that this is a, if you are a Bible believing Christian, then don't vote for me. That's what I that's right. what I hear exactly. when I see it. Okay. So again, all right, I am proud to have signed historic executive orders that strengthen civil rights protections in housing, employment, healthcare, education, the justice system, and more. I am proud to have signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law, ensuring that every American can marry the person they love. Again,
right.
Bible believing Christian. Okay, your rights are in danger. But back to this. I mean, right, this is, if you're going to turn the cards over and show people what you get when you vote for me, this is how you're going to do it. Like, this is how you're going to tell people this is what a vote for me would ensure for you ongoingly. I cannot imagine a discerning, even just a little bit, like a discerning, teeny tiny discerning baby Christian reaching out of the cauldron and turning the heat up under himself or herself. Like, I cannot imagine it. But this is what we consistently do at the polls. You just reach down under yourself and turn the fire up while you're in the pot, you know? Okay, but here we go again. Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Whether serving their communities or in the military, raising families or running businesses, they help America thrive. They deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. Oh, goodness. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I know this. We're like, oh, this
can't
will be
do it.
This will, I can't. I'm sorry. I don't mean to let people down. Listen to me. It is a lie to say that we want all Americans to live their true selves, because you know who that's not true for? The Christians, the Bible believing Christians, the ones who are unwilling to compromise. We don't get to live our authentic true selves. Right. So I just want to point that out. It makes me sick to read things when people say, you know, I just want to bring my whole self to everything that I do. And I'm like, but you do that already. Like you actually do that already. Like you've got an entire month, and some of you've got like a history month in your states and things like that. And so you actually are really, you know, you are working with the flow of our nation. The Bible believing Christian is actually working against it. So like, let's just kill the victim. Here I'm a victim. Kill the noise, you know, kill the noise of I'm a victim. You're not a victim. Right. All right. Anyway. So the lie of bringing your full selves. Here we go. But extremists are proposing hundreds of hateful laws that target and terrify transgender kids and their families. Mm. Who are those people?
Christians.
Right. That's so that's you and that's me, right? That we would want to protect children from the irreparable harm that would be puberty blockers, that we would want to protect children from the irreversible damage that would be chest reconstructive surgery or mutilating their, you know, southern region. Like, I mean, we are the hateful ones. Please understand this, right? Like, so those of us who would stand for biblical truth and say that God did not make a mistake on you, and that there's no amount of social engineering or medical tinkering or surgical tinkering that we can do that will change our identities. Please understand that when we say things like that, that is hateful. Mm-hmm. And that must be put down in our, you know, cohesive collective society.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely. When you look at this language and what it's saying, once again, it's like, okay, Christian, you know, go ahead, be pushed to the margin. If you're going to be a true, authentic, you know, Christian, you know, you're going to have to be one that goes along with what's happening in the times. And we know that we can't do that.
No.
You know, and we won't do that as ones who follow Christ. And so what this type of thing is saying, and I know it seems like, oh, they make declarations all the time, and this, in which they do. But you got to pay attention to what's being said, because what's being said could be detrimental to you who hold the faith so securely. Mm. And so, man, it's just one of those things. It's an indication of where we are. It's an indication of where we are. And because I think there are some other administrations who would not have done. I feel like this is really, like, you know, strategic and targeted.
Yes.
You know. And
bold,
and very bold,
and without respect, without reverence for the holy day,
right,
that is so significant to Christians. I feel like there is no, man, and there's almost, you kind of have to twist your mind a little bit to understand what I'm about to say, but there's no greater way to send a message of rejection than to choose a day that is most sacred to people and then to smear it, to mark that day with the thing that they, because of their devotion to God, would likely stand against. There's just no other way.
Yeah.
Like there's, you could find better ways, and probably they will, right? Mm. But this one is just, it's a type of twisted poetry for them.
Yeah.
You know, it just so happens that, oh, we have an opportunity to tell the Christians they don't matter in this country. And they say, let's take it. Let's take it. Let's just do that, because that's good. right? Are you looking for something fun and impactful for your kids to participate in this summer? Maybe you will allow them to join us and our family for a week in North Carolina at The Refuge. This is in Aiden, North Carolina. For one entire week, we and our family and a bunch of teenagers.
And mayflies.
And mayflies who all love Jesus. We don't know if the mayflies love Jesus, but the kids certainly love Jesus. We're going to be teaching biblical worldview. This is a week intensive of equipping and training kids to defend the truth of what they believe and to be able to stand boldly in a culture that is hostile to that truth. You can learn more by going to ncrefuge.org. That's ncrefuge.org. July 21st through the 26th, you have the opportunity to join us and our entire family for a week of culture proofing.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It's going to be intensive. It's going to be great. It's going to be some memories that they're going to be able to take back home with them. So sign your child up now.
So getting back to this proclamation where the Biden administration refers to those who would protect children, those who would seek to protect their conscience, they are the extremists in this country. And then this proclamation goes on to list the ways that they are the extremists. I'll pick up with it here. It says silencing teachers. He's looking at you, Florida. You don't want discussions of, you know, transgender issues or homosexuality in the classroom with those in third grade or under. And you say you can't just talk about your personal life among young, impressionable children, like just teach them to read. Right. So here they are looking at you. So the extremists are silencing teachers. They are banning books. They're looking at you, Texas. OK, they're looking at you, Virginia. Right. This, you guys are banning books. Like, turns out we don't want our little kids learning some of the things that are in the books that are in our school's libraries. OK, so, yeah. So the extremists are banning books. They're even threatening parents. Wait, what do you mean threatening parents? What are we talking about here? Last time I checked, the parents who are being threatened are the ones who dare to stand between their kids and the state.
Right. That's right.
The last time I checked, the parents who say you cannot trans my kid is the one who's being threatened. Like, what are we talking about here? Because the last time I checked, it's the parent who is saying, I am not going to trans my kid and you cannot trans my kid. It's that parent who is being told, when your kid comes to this school, we will socially trans the kids. We will do everything within our power to trans the kids without your knowledge. And if we could allow for them to have those surgeries that they desire, we would do that too. So I don't know where the, you know, threatening parents comes from on the other side. Like, what are we talking about here? Right. Okay. But again, these are the extremists. They're threatening parents, they're threatening doctors, and they're threatening nurses with prison for helping parents get care for their children. No, you know what's happening? What's happening is that we're saying that no responsible doctor would take a scalpel to a 13-year-old's chest unless it was medically necessary. That's what we're saying. We're saying that no doctor who really took serious the oath that they take to do no harm, right, would actually harm a child. That's what we're saying. And so the threat is, as you would expect for any other, like, you know, malpractice, any other irresponsible physician or doctor, you're saying, no, you cannot harm children call that practicing medicine. No, that is experimentation. The most disgusting type of experimentation in the most disgusting type of way on children who do not understand what is actually being done to them, who actually do not have the mental capacity to give informed consent. Yeah. They cannot give informed consent because they don't even understand what they would be consenting to. So if that makes, you know, if that makes us an extremist, then I guess, yeah. The more and more you see the regret that's coming from these teenagers who have had healthy breast tissue removed because they thought they were trans and then realize, you know, I'm not. That was a phase.
Right.
But it's irreversible.
man. And then they get over it. They're like, I'm done with that phase. And but they've done so much damage to their bodies are not the same.
Come on.
You know, it's really sad. You know, when you think about it and what's being done by an administration as supposed to be, you know, this is the leader of the country. You know, this is the leader of the country, this administration. And so think about it from a spiritual standpoint. What's happening? You know, we know about the principalities and rulers. And like, this is like an open gate, open door, saying we celebrate abomination. We celebrate, you know, what is against God's standard. You know, you got to always take a look at the spiritual implications and see, you know, what these declarations, you know, are saying. You know, what are they doing in the spiritual realm? And man, it just, again, I believe it's putting our country, again, in more and more trouble and in the judgment of God.
Oh, man. You
know, in the judgment of God.
That is such a salient point. Like when you think of the spiritual implications of what it is for a nation to posture itself in the most destructive position. To oppose God collectively as a national position, national stance, to say, because when you look at scripture, you look at God's business with nations, and those people make up the nations, but they collectively push the nation to a certain position where God steps in to bring his judgment, right? That he would depose those kings, right? Who were in positions where they abused those positions. And it's interesting too, because, you know, you see in the history of Israel, where the Lord would raise up a wicked nation around Israel to attack her, to bring her, to route her back to her master, route her back to her king. But then the Lord would be like, but I will deal with that nation. Like, I will deal with that nation. Right. And so all of this and the sovereignty of our God, the sovereignty of our king, that he uses nations for his purpose.
Amen.
And I can tell you that without batting an eye. Why? Because he's the God who self-discloses, and he reveals that in scripture.
That's right.
That he uses nations for his purpose. But when those nations outlive their purpose.
Yeah.
Like, what happens after that? Like, so when you have a nation that collectively positions itself as the enemy of God, I'm saying this is who we are. And that's the kind of language that is being used here. And I think for a lot of Christians, that may be startling, but here is what you need to recognize, that, listen, the nation is made up of its people. So collectively, you know, does this represent us?
Yeah.
Does this tell us more about who we are than what it is we think we are saying about who we are? I mean, we live in a nation that elects its officials.
Right.
So we've got people here telling God who we are as a nation that we elected, that we put into office. I think we have to deal with that. Yeah. I think we have to think about the implications of that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to get through this proclamation. That's a shame, because I'm not even halfway. All right, here we go. This proclamation says that these bills attack our most basic American values, continuing on. The freedom to be yourself, the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions, and even the right to raise your own child. Your own healthcare decisions. I know I'm supposed to just continue. Okay, I will. But I just wanted to run a highlighter over that. It's no surprise that the bullying and discrimination that transgender Americans face is worsening our nation's mental health crisis. That's not it. Okay. Leading half of transgender youth to consider suicide in the past year. That's okay. But that's not because transgender youth are not being celebrated in this country. Mm-hmm. Please do not take the bait. Okay. Everywhere you look, to be trans is to be celebrated.
Right.
Everywhere you look, to be trans is to be celebrated. So if it is true, and I have not recently checked the numbers in this country, but if it is true that last year, half of those who identify themselves as transgender, okay, attempted suicide or felt suicidal or struggled with suicide ideation, that is not because those who identify as trans are not being celebrated. It is because the reality is, once you go through all of the steps and once all of the applause stops and you are at home by yourself and it's just you, you are faced with the reality that you really are who you are. And there is no amount of medicine and there are no amount of scalpels that are going to change that. That's the thing. Right? Yeah, like that is the thing. And every Christian, every American, certainly every Christian has to understand that that's the thing. You've got to choose to no longer be manipulated. You've got to choose to say, but wait a minute, we've done all of the celebrations. Exactly. Like every one of the companies is trying to get a 100 that corporate equality index. And so they are celebrating every year. I mean, it's Target is rolling out Tuckett swimsuits.
Yeah. Celebrated in the media, on television, everywhere, celebrated. And so they have to say things like this because they can't say, well, we are celebrating and look at the results.
Come on.
Because the results are terrible, you know? And so they have to try to, you know, manipulate and say, you know, it's because they're not being, which is a lie. Anybody can look out and see that that's a preferred class of people in this country.
Come on.
It's a lie. That's a lie.
So it's amazing to me that that information would be included in this proclamation, which shows that the proclamation itself is actually unnecessary and does not advance or protect those who identify as transgender. Because if all that we have done, okay, if all that we have done in the last 3 to 4 years in this country has not created the type of mental stability where transgender identifying youth no longer consider suicide, then why do we keep doing these things? Right. What more is there that should be done? What more is there that should be done? Right? Well, I guess we know what more there is. It's this proclamation. This proclamation, right? And continuing just barreling forward, right, in rebellion against God. That's what's going to set us aright.
And this proclamation is a national representation of celebration for this. So they're being celebrated here.
Exactly.
I mean.
On the holiest day on the calendar for Christians.
Right.
So I don't know. Wow. I don't know how much more favor you would need to then have your mental health stabilized.
And the thing is, there will be Democrats who will say that they're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's like, no, we can't sign that. We can't. No, that's the day that we celebrate, you know, our Lord Jesus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that should have been for all those ones that say, no, I'm a Christian. It should have been a groundswell
like,
of
we're
like,
not gonna do it
no,
this
no,
year.
President Biden.
We're not going to do it this year. No, mm-mm. No, I mean, they're not even like, not even, it's amazing because like you would think, you know, where are even the nominal Christians who are like, well, don't tell lies in church. You know what I mean? Right. Like those, you know, people who are just like all of a sudden remember that God is like when Sunday rolls around, you've been friends with them sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just like, you know, I don't want to lie to my pastor. Like there's some things that are just sacred for them. You know, even those people you can respect because it's like, okay, they have some type of conscience, but this is just conscience seared, you know, unless it's not so much conscience seared and it may be that for sure, but it's no, we want to do this because we want to send a clear message. And that's where we began.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the thing. I think the reason we have this, this year and choosing to recognize it in this country, although it has been a thing internationally since 2009, I think it's just too, you know, important a message to pass up.
Yeah.
It's too important, you know, a coincidence, if you will, you know what I mean, to ignore. All right, here we go. All right. At the same time, an epidemic of violence against transgender women and girls, especially women and girls of color, continues to take too many lives. Okay, let me be clear. All of these attacks are un-American and must end. No one should have to be brave just to be themselves. Oh my goodness. Okay. You know, I thought, well, we just quick little podcast. We'll just read it and then just let people hear it. This is Joe Biden's way of saying, don't vote for me if you love Jesus. But there's just so much that you can't. Guys, people, Yes. Okay. Yeah, we hear it. All right, here we go. I'm going to round this out quickly. At the same time, my administration is working to stop the bullying and harassment of transgender children and their families. Wow. The Department of Justice has taken action to push back against extreme and un-American state laws targeting transgender youth and their families. And the Department of Justice is partnering with law enforcement and community groups to combat hate and violence. My administration is also providing dedicated emergency mental health support through our nationwide suicide and crisis lifeline. Any LGBTQI plus young person in need can call 988 and press 3 to speak with a counselor trained to support them. It's amazing. Let me just say this, because you've got tax dollars that are funding this crisis hotline, but at the same time providing, you know, the kids, the individuals who will need this crisis hotline. Isn't that funny how that works? It's like, you know, so we've allocated this money because, I mean, obviously you are paying these operators, right? You are paying the people who are on the other side of the suicide hotline, and people have, you know, these mental health crises because of their identity confusion, but you also keep feeding it. So it's amazing how, like, you know what I mean? Like, All right. We are making public services more accessible for transgender Americans, including with more inclusive passports and easier access to Social Security benefits. There is much more to do. I continue to call on the Congress to pass the Equality Act to codify civil rights protections for all LGBTQI plus Americans. Today, we send a message to all transgender Americans. Huh? Yes. Yeah. Okay. You are loved. Mm-hmm. You are heard. Mm-hmm. You are understood. You belong. You are America. And my entire administration and I have your back. Now, if we just take that piece, and I'm almost done with it. If we just take that piece and we ask the question, so what by extension is this administration saying to Bible believing Christians, to those who are faithful to the word of God living in America, to those Christians who are faithful to the word of God living in America, mm-hmm. what is this proclamation saying? If this proclamation says to the transgender identifying mm-hmm. individual, you are loved, you are heard, you are understood, mm-hmm. you belong, mm-hmm. you are America, mm-hmm. then the question is, what does that say to the Bible believing Christian?
The opposite.
Wouldn't it be just the opposite?
Yeah.
Of all that's written there.
Yeah.
All right. Coming to an end. Now, therefore, I, Joseph, really not, but Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity, which that is not happening. In witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand this day, this 29th day of March, this is when he signed it, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
The year of our Lord.
And of the independence of the United States of America, the 248th. And then he signs it, Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Yes.
Well, there we go. So while Christians celebrated the resurrection, the White House celebrated the Transgender Day of Visibility intentionally. And sent a clear message to millions of Christians in this country. Mm. How offensive is that? I don't know that there will be many Christians, decrying that on the liberal side.
No, I don't think so. I think it would have happened. I think you would have heard, like, you know, there's a group of liberals who are coming out against President, unless it did happen in the media, like, no, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the case too. But I would think that, no, they're like, no, this has to be. This is the preferred class. And so we need to make sure we have this declaration out there, even if it's on, especially to put it on, you know, a day like, you know, Resurrection Day, where Christians are celebrating, you know, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's, there's no way that this was not on purpose.
Yeah. So do with that what you will, but let it be known that this is another mark that I feel is a line in the sand, indicating where our country is moving, at least showing where we're moving from, you know, but I do think showing what we're moving toward, which is increased persecution against Christians, to show that you are not loved, you are not heard, you are not understood, you do not belong, you are not America. So when we resist those cultural trends that rival the truth, we remain culture proof. Until next time, Lord willing.
God bless.